The Juneau Chamber of Commerce hosted a legislative forum today to hear from local candidates for state office. All of Juneau's legislative seats are in play in the November 6th election. Senator Dennis Egan is retiring, and Representatives Justin Parrish and Sam Keto III are not running for re-election. KTO's Adeline Baxter has more from the forum.
Thursday's forum coincided with the day permanent fund dividends are set to appear in Alaskans' mailboxes and bank accounts. That made it a good time to ask candidates where they stand on using permanent fund earnings to pay for state services.
So, if elected, do you believe the earnings of the PFD should be used to fund government? And if so, should some sort of dividend still be paid to Alaskans?
That's Mike Satre, president-elect of the Juneau Chamber of Commerce. He moderated the forum. All of the candidates said they agree with the legislature's permanent fund draw and felt it aligned with the original intent of the fund. Each also stated their support for continuing to pay dividends to Alaskans. Democrat Jesse Keel, who's running for Senate District Q, said the state will need to continue to draw on the earnings reserve to pay for services going forward, but it must be sustainable.
We need, however, a constitutional limit on that so that the legislature can't ignore the effects of inflation the way it did the last 2 years.
Keel's opponent, independent candidate Don Etheridge, pointed out that the state no longer has a savings account to rely on when oil prices drop.
We need to diversify our income and use part of that permanent fund while we're doing so in order to pay for government that we want.
Satre also asked candidates to share their ideas for a sustainable fiscal plan. Chris Diamond, who's running as an independent in House District 33, said Alaskans need to share the burden, but with limits.
I do believe that there should be language attached to that income tax that says when our revenues are up and we're doing okay, that we can roll that tax back so that it's not a permanent fixture for us.
Democrat Sarah Hannon, also running in District 33, echoed support for an income tax.
But when we have 30-40% of our seasonal workforce being non-residents, it is a way for us to make sure that we are all paying and contributing for services that we want.
Andy Story, a Democrat running in District 34, said the legislature needs to look at all options, including following the recommendations of efficiency audits and more potential taxes.
If we do more just cuts, we know Juneau will take the hit of it because we're a big public government town, and I've talked to many people, and it creates so much uncertainty.
Story's opponent, Jerry Nan Curvis, is the only Republican running in Juneau. He said he does not support an income tax because Alaska is already an expensive place to live. In his closing statement, Nan Curvis made the case that Juneau needs a legislator inside the Republican caucus.
It's wise politics to have somebody in each caucus. A vote for me is like an insurance policy, paid for by the voters who choose to elect me.
Satre also asked three yes or no questions to candidates. All of them supported building a second crossing to Douglas Island. All but Keel and Hannon raised their hands in support of a Juneau access road. And only Hannon signaled support for ballot measure 1. The deadline to register to vote in the general election is this Sunday. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.